Good morning, we're continuing with Yodim Hilchos Shabbos. We're going to call on Vez Lama Gimel, and we just did Sema Gimel, where he talks about that the various different ways that a person is processing the hide to help the leather be better, either by hardening it or by softening it or by stretching it. All those are going to be, or smoothing it, all those are going to be told us of the malacha of Ma'abed are going to be problematic. The Chayyadim Simonal says, Afidu Asur Litain. Or the Mesas Riso is also been Rabbanon. So what they would do is sometimes instead of having somebody go intentionally step on it, they put it in the path where people are walking on, and this way they would be compressed by the people who are walking on it. Now the people which are walking on it not be mechabed for the purpose of compacting the leather. They're just walking, and this is for their concern. This is a hide, which is to keep the act like a rug, you know, make it a little bit easier to walk there because it's not as hard and it's not as cold. But meanwhile, the leather is being compacted, so it was a good plan. So that's also to do on Yom Tov or in Shabbos. A simanei hamerachet or b'shem and the reza ma'abed b'chayev. Person takes a hide and he rubs oil into it, and that softens the leather. He's trying to soften leather by adding various different oils and lotions into the leather to make it more soft, etc. So it's going to go under the umbrella of the Malacha Ma'abed, like we just saw, that it's different than the original tanning process, but it's going to be usher. And it's chen tzar lizor shlo yidim shach min al chadosh b'shem and dechayv. You have a new shoe, just freshly made out of leather, and you add oil to it. That oil is going to make the leather more supple. It's going to make it waterproof. It's going to add and benefit to the leather, so that's going to be a problem. The person can't do that, and that's going to be chayv. Even if his goal isn't to necessarily polish the shoes, just simply to soften it, etc., that's going to be problematic. Now the Chayyadim says this applies to chadosh, a new shoe, which means it's just been made out of leather. So we say it's still completing its process of becoming leather. So this process of changing a hide into leather, this is part of one of the steps of the process, and therefore the Malacha Ma'abed would be relevant to it. It sounds like it's something which is already made; it's already been completed, and a person would do this. That would not be an issue of the Raisa. That's Merachach or B'Shemen is Ma'abed is Chayav. He says you have to be careful with a new shoe. Then he says Mekom Mokim Gam Yeshanim. Also, this applies even to old shoes. Now, the language of the Chayyadim sounds like that's on the Rabbanon. The Din D'Oraisa of Ibud is in the process of changing it from a hide into leather. And so this is part of that original process. But it's already been processed, and now let's say the shoe is getting older, and you want to add some oil to soften it up. So that it's already been made into leather. You're benefiting the leather, but that's really really like it's now just more adding, taking something which exists already and just making it better, as opposed to tweaking it, as opposed to creating something. So it sounds like that Yishanim would only be Asur Mirabanan, whereas Chadashim is going to be in a Siddur Raisa. And then he says, the applications of this are significant. A person's polishing shoes. So polishing shoes, besides the issue of maybe he's strengthening the color, which might be Melamach of Tzeveya, but he's going to have he's going to have some aspect of potentially of Ma'abed, because the adding the polish makes the shoe more waterproof. It makes it, it softens the leather, etc. It does things which are beneficial for the leather. So that's going to be usher. In case a person's shoe got wet and it shrunk because of the fact that it got wet, a person puts in a shoe tree and expands the shoe tree. Once he puts it in, it's expandable to help the shoe go back to its former shape. Former shape. To help the shoe go back to the former shape, that you're stretching the leather to get back to that. We said recently before that stretching leather is considered told the ma'abed. So even though the shoe was already made, and you're now taking something which exists already and making the tikkun in it, but we're seeing now that that's going to be usher. It's also going to be usher, whether it's a deraisa or derabanan, but it's definitely going to be usher. So a person has to be careful in case his shoes got wet. They want to try and stretch the leather or soften, bend it, it shouldn't get too hard or whatever they might want to do. They have to be careful that you might be dealing with potentially an issur d'oraisa or at least an issur d'rabbanan. We'll clarify more messages Hashem as we go weiter. Meanwhile, have a good day.